This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Two somber milestones have been hit as the world continues to adjust to life with COVID-19. The number of deaths globally surpassed 600,000. In addition, the number of confirmed global infections has hit 14 million and continues to rise well above that. The United States death toll is nearly 140,000, while the number of infections is more than 3.6 million. Millions more children in the U.S. are learning that they are unlikely to return to classrooms full-time in the fall due to the coronavirus pandemic. Officials were laying out new details Friday of what lies ahead of the summer after summer vacation. The announcements came after many states in the Sun Belt and elsewhere struggled to cope with a surge of the number of COVID-19 cases. And a sign how the virus is galloping around the globe, the World Health Organization reported nearly a 250,000 new cases in a single day. California laid out strict criteria for school openings and makes classroom instructions unlikely for most. Aid agencies are asking wealthy nations to support the UN's $10 billion appeal for life-saving aid to 250,000,000 people whose lives and livelihoods are threatened by the COVID-19 pandemic. A spokesman for the Office of the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, Jens Lerke, says that the devastation caused by the pandemic is too great to ignore by the world's richest companies. The first global humanitarian response plan for COVID-19 launched in March requested $2 billion. It was updated in May, seeking $6.7 billion. This is VOA News. New coronavirus outbreaks are raising alarms globally as India's caseload passes 1 million. Fresh COVID-19 spikes, even in places as far as China's vast western region, are prompting worldwide moves to guard against the pandemic. India announced it surpassed 1 million cases, third only to the U.S. and Brazil, in deaths. The UN Humanitarian Affairs chief warned that failure to address the social and economic impact of the coronavirus in the world's poorest countries would risk an even worse tragedy in the future. Mark Lowcock said that the cost of protecting the poorest 10% of the world's population is about $90 billion. He said the massive problem the world faces can be addressed with relatively little money, with some imagination. And if we park the old rules to today's unique circumstances, Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison tries to postpone an early August sitting of Parliament, saying that the increased community transmissions of the novel coronavirus in the country's two most populous states have made it too risky. Morrison said he consulted with parliamentary opposition and had asked the speaker to postpone the two-week session. As the request is largely a formality, lawmakers are expected to meet in the Capitol on August 24th instead of August 4th. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said people in England will no longer be told to work from home and to avoid public transit in a major easing of lockdown restrictions. Johnson said the government's advice to avoid non-essential use of public transit was being lifted immediately, and beginning August 1st, workers would no longer be told to do their jobs from home if possible. He said it will be up to the businesses to determine whether they can bring employees back to workplaces in a covered, secure way by November at the earliest. U.S. House Democrats are criticizing the White House for blocking the head of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention from testifying at a public hearing on safely reopening the nation's schools. Democrats said they invited CDC Director Robert Redfield to testify next Thursday, but the White House rebuffed them. Virginia Representative Bobby Scott called it alarming that the Trump administration would prevent CDC officials from appearing before the committee at a time when its expertise and guidance is so critical. A White House spokesperson said the Redfield